Today's Amazing Race exit interview is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support the podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/RHAP. That's right. Free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/RHAP. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Amazing Race exit interview for this week. And today we're going to talk with the college sweethearts, Tim and TJ, who are the latest team to be eliminated from the Amazing Race. They end up coming in sixth place on the Amazing Race 25. So we're going to talk with them here in just a moment. Of course, now if you missed our recap of the episode from Friday night, you can catch it anytime on robhasawebsite.com. Also on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Jess and I are live every Friday night, 9:15 for the rest of the season to break everything else down as far as Amazing Race goes. All right. I see that we have Tim and TJ on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Tim and TJ, are you there?
Rob.
Guys, good morning.
Hi, Rob.
How's it going?
Wow, you really do sound like that.
You sound exactly like the podcast. It's really funny.
Well, how should I sound?
Well, exactly like this. So, so we know it's with you.
Guys, we're disappointed.
I know, we are too. It's okay. It's tragic. It's a tragedy.
Very disappointing, as surely to say the least, because we thought you guys were a lot of fun on the race. Ultimately, it was that painting in Sicily that what was the problem there?
That's a good question.
You know what? We actually were very confident. Like, when we got to the mat, we didn't think we were last place at all.
I think the other challenge was just faster.
Yeah.
Like, it was just faster.
It was just way faster.
Bad luck for choosing that one.
Yeah. It was definitely a setback. And then ultimately you guys had to do the speed bump, and that definitely set you back. But let's talk about this greased pole and the flags, because I know it was extremely difficult, but I felt like it was a mistake to leave it and try to go outshine the armor faster than Brooke and Robbie. Were you guys just completely at your wit's end with that?
Yeah. So I guess, like, the editing made it look like we gave up and decided to switch. But at the point that we switched, we already knew that we were lost.
Okay.
And we didn't want to quit, and we wanted to finish the challenge and actually make it to the mat before, like, Phil met you at the detour.
Yeah.
So for us, we were shocked when we saw Brooke and Robbie that they were even still there, because it had been such a long time that we were still trying the red flag.
Got it. So, was it actually close between you guys to get to the mat?
Maybe if they took
pretty darn fast. Yeah.
Because it seemed like you guys had the bags in the cab ready to go, and Brooke and Robbie were struggling to find the cab, which seems to be their Achilles heel.
Yep, that was our
hope. Because when we got to the cab, our cab driver was like, oh, your friends were just here, like 20 minutes. And we're like, what? Really? So we still have a chance, I guess, maybe.
Okay. So something that I want to know that came up at the end of the episode was TJ's mom, correct? Tell me if I have this wrong at all. Didn't know that you guys are, in fact, college sweethearts.
Yeah, from the beginning, she always knew we were just like best friends or roommates.
Okay.
Never knew we were. Well, I'm moms always know deep down, but she didn't want to admit it.
All right. So what was the reaction when she saw the show?
Well, she kind of binge watched all of them recently, and she loves the show and she loves us. I mean, we always visit her, you know, and we're the same persons we are on TV as we are with our families. So I think it's just a little bit more of a solidification that, hey, we're like boyfriends of 5 years, you know.
She's probably just thankful at least it's me, because she, like, sees me as a familiar face.
Yeah. Okay,
but
well,
she's
that's
comfortable with now. It's very accepting.
Well, that's good. That's good. Very, very happy to hear everything is working out okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes, you're welcome. All right. So one of the things that I thought was very interesting on the show this week was that you guys all got on the ferry. And then we saw that the cyclists went off and did their own thing. And then all the other teams were like, we hate the cyclists. Let's all work together against the cyclists. Now, you guys seem to be a little hesitant. Were you guys really on board with that plan to potentially double U-turn the cyclists?
Yeah, we walked in onto the conversation and we were like, what's going on here? But as soon as they, you know, we're targeting the cyclists and not us, we're like, yeah, we are on board with anyone you want if it's not us. And that it cements like a spot for us.
Because we knew we had a speed bump coming and we didn't want to be U-turned with a speed bump. You know, that'd been awful. So we all truly got into
our heads that there was a U-turn coming up. I don't know why, but we all thought it was that flat.
Yeah.
And so we got to see a bunch of the teams give each other nicknames for this new alliance. Did you guys end up getting new alliance nicknames?
We did. We had Batman and Robin, but they didn't show it. Wasn't that kind of great?
Batman and Robin. Who was Batman?
Definitely me.
Who do you think?
So what is it about the cyclists that they're doing that is getting under the skin of the other teams? Is it that they're just doing so good, or is there stuff that we're not seeing?
That's exactly what it is. It's that they are such a strong team, and they kind of do it in like run the race in their own way, you know, by nobody's rules but their own. And I think that's what gets under people's skin. Because the rest of us kind of had more of a camaraderie during the race. You know, there is a lot of off time where you're just kind of sitting around the airport. So it's nice to, like, I don't know, talk to somebody except for your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were always just away.
Not there. Yeah.
They were, like, nowhere to be found.
Now, was there one team that got on your nerves during the race?
TJ. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one team that got on their nerves has been eliminated already.
I think we eliminated them too.
I think we did.
Yeah. And for those of us who can't remember who it was, can you give us another clue?
The clue is
they talk in really thick, loud, annoying accents.
Yeah.
Let's just say they went out a bad way.
The firefighters?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's go back to the sheep from when you guys were in Scotland. And you guys had a very memorable task that you guys were trying to complete. Could you talk a little bit about how long that took to get all the sheep into the pen?
That was a nightmarish challenge.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's between the pole challenge and that challenge, is which one is the worst.
Yeah. Tell me about the clothes rope that you guys tried to make.
Did you love that?
It was a good idea.
In my head, I don't know what I thought. We tried everything. We even tried moving the water bucket to the tent. Maybe the sheep are thirsty. They'll just follow the water. That didn't work. So finally, I was like, we have to take our clothes off. And I don't think they really show how much clothes I really did take off in the end. But we were pretty, I was down to my long johns and, an undershirt. And who knew sheep could jump like that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they jump over the fences when you try to go to sleep.
I guess.
That's based in fact.
We caught a rowdy group. Some of them watching the show, they just walked in for the team. And ours, there was no way they were walking in.
Yeah.
And we had actually gotten, we chose the pen that Bethany and Adam just finished corralling up. So we went in there and they were the freaking meanest little sheep ever. So we actually switched back to Kim and Allie after that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were so good for Adam and Bethany.
I know.
So good.
Why?
I don't know.
They only wanted to do it once.
They only wanted to do it once, I guess.
Uh-huh.
What were some of the highlights of the race for you guys?
Well, mine is definitely because I'm not a very good with heights kind of person. So able to do the zip lining in Morocco through the canyon. It was just so beautiful and really crazy that I did that. That'd be my highlight.
My highlight is probably being in the top six,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, proving to ourselves that we really can do anything, especially with each other, and traveling, mm-hmm. traveling the world. Like, even though I'm a flight attendant, I used to travel all the time. It's not necessarily with TJ, and it's for work, so it's different. You know, on this was more like a paid vacation where they had excursions already set for you.
Yeah.
And that's how we looked at it. Like, this is like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little stressful, but that's okay.
Yeah. Who was the team that you guys got closest to during the time on the race?
Brooke and Robbie.
Brooke and Robbie.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah.
Give a shout out to my girl, Brooke.
And, and Maya and Amy, we were kind of like always with them.
Yeah.
And we, in the beginning of the race, we were really close with Jim and Misty because we were running like 1 and 2 a lot.
Yeah. And do Jim and Misty, it looked like they had been seen as more of the villains earlier in the run, but this week it seemed like everybody's getting along well with Jim and Misty.
They're so sweet. They make them look like villains, but among the racers, we never thought that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, at least we didn't. They were always so sweet, and if you needed help, they would help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're strong, so you got to hate somebody.
Now, I know you guys came into the race as big fans of the show, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys find that being big fans of the show was an advantage at times?
Well, I always like to say, you know, growing up, you watch the episode 45 minutes and you get sucked into this little fantasy world that is like just so amazing and so fun and, you know, sometimes so easy. But when you're in it for 24/7 and you're living and breathing and really racing, it's like exhausting and it messes with your mind and messes with your body and it's crazy.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Like, viewers at home get to watch it, and then they get to take a week off on a break. Sometimes 2 weeks. Well, that's like last week. But for us, it's racing back to back to back, and it is a mind game.
Yes.
In itself.
Yes. You know, the one thing I was disappointed of that we didn't ever get to see TJ's alter ego on The Amazing Race, Tijuana.
I know. Can you imagine? But Lisa and Michelle, they said they brought, what, like 15 pounds of makeup? I would have to bring that, like wigs, extra costumes, extra everything, and that would have been a hot mess. As you can tell, you can only bring so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, I know you have to run today, but thank you so much for coming on with us. Very, very fun to watch, and all the best to both of you.
Thank you, Rob.
We're
watching your podcast, so...
Oh, thank you.
Don't say anything mean.
We won't. I won't. All right, take care, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Tim and TJ on the Exit Interview Podcast for Amazing Race. All right, I want to tell you guys a little bit about what's coming up here in the next couple days on the podcast. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsors for this exit interview. And those are our friends over at NatureBox, because NatureBox has two words for you. And those two words are free snacks. Yes, they're going to give you a chance to get some free snacks. So drop the candy bar, drop the potato chips because they're not good for you. And do what I do. Get some delicious, wholesome snacks at naturebox.com. Because NatureBox gives me lots of snacks. I mean, delicious snacks. And I don't feel guilty about eating them because they're better for me. They've got zero artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup, and none of that grease that they put on the pole in Malta. Yes, that's right. And you'll even find snacks with no added sugar and without any gluten ingredients. So when I'm getting the afternoon slumps and I'm hungry and irritable and I feel like I just did a speed bump, here's what I do. Grab some peanut butter nom noms from a Nature Box or baked sweet potato fries or the dark cocoa almonds. Very good and so much better for you than the other snack options out there. And now I want to give you the chance to try Nature Box for free with a free trial box, giving you 5 of their most popular snacks. You heard me. Free snacks. Start your free trial and go to naturebox.com/RHAP. Stay full, stay strong, and do what I do and snack smarter. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP to get a free trial box of delicious snacks. naturebox.com/RHAP. Okay, so we're getting ready for our Survivor Know-It-Alls coming up on Wednesday night with Stephen Fishback. It's the night before Thanksgiving, and we will have a lot to be thankful for if it's another exciting episode of Survivor like it was last week, and Stephen and I will break everything down, followed by then no exit interview on Thursday. The exit interview, whoever gets kicked off this week, is going to be on the show on Monday of next week, same day as the next person who gets kicked off of The Amazing Race, because The Amazing Race is going to stay in its usual time slot this upcoming Friday night. I'll also talk with Richard Hatch this week about the upcoming episode of Survivor, and hopefully I should have that up for you guys sometime on Thursday afternoon. So if you are doing some shopping or whatever on Friday or over the weekend, you'll have a podcast to listen to as well. Although, as I hear, it's going to be much more convenient to shop on Amazon than go out to the stores, but that's just what I'm hearing from people, the people on the street that talk to Jeff Probst. That's what they're telling me. All right. Have a great week, everybody. If you don't catch the Know-It-Alls tomorrow night, have a very happy Thanksgiving. Take care, everybody. Bye. Now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up for your free sampler box of great-tasting, wholesome snacks. Forget the vending machine and start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP.